This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
This is Mad Wednesday on Joy, and oh,
we are quite excited, aren't we?
I'm a bit chuffed.
You're a bit chuffed?
Chuffed. That means I'm excited about our next guest, right? I'm not putting out the wrong lingo.
Look at you mansplaining, Dylan. Look at you mansplaining.
No, I'm asking. I'm man asking.
Sure.
Chuffed if you're chuffed. No, chuffed means if you're, I don't even know.
It means whatever it means, but he just can't, Dylan is beside himself because we're now joined on the line by the fabulous, hilarious Trevor Ashley. Hello, Trevor. How are you?
Hello, darling. How are you today?
Oh, we're very, very good. The studio audience is going crazy.
I can hear. How wonderful.
Now, you're at the Opera House right now getting yourself all dolled up and ready for the body bag, the panto.
Yes.
You're performing at the moment. Now, we're very excited to have this coming down to Melbourne. How's the season been going in Sydney?
Look, it's absolutely incredible. I cannot believe the reaction that we've had up here. It has been so much fun and, you know, audiences have just been going mad for it just because it's so outrageous and so non-PC, which I think is exactly what everyone needs in 2018.
Oh, it's true.
And so, yeah, so we've just been having an absolute ball. We're sold out tonight and we'll be down in Melbourne in just a week's time and just have three shows only. So it's going to be brief but fabulous.
Well, outrageous and non-PC, let's be honest. Like, I've come to your pantos. That's where they live. It's so much fun and so entertaining. Where was the inspiration to go, let's have a bit of fun with The Bodyguard and
play
with
that? Well,
did you see the musical? Oh, I did. I did.
A lot of fire.
Yes, I had to be talked into staying in the second act. And I struggled. I struggled through it. I even completely forgot the storyline of the movie The Bodyguard.
I didn't really.
While watching the musical because I was like, what? So they gave you a lot of material.
Well, look, it was pretty easy. And then when Paulini got arrested, that was it. I went, well, now I have to do the show because I'd been tossing it up after just seeing the musical. And then I went, oh, my God, I can't believe she's bribed the Roads and Maritime.
How's your licence looking?
And so I could then therefore rewrite all of that into the panto. And so that is exactly what we have done, which has been really fun. So I sort of play this odd hybrid of Rachel Maron, Whitney Houston, Paulini, and any other Australian Idol reference I can knock in there.
Well, there's plenty you can shove in, isn't there?
Exactly. And so so that's kind of how the story started. And of course, my character is called Rachel Marinade.
Oh, delicious.
And she has lost her she's lost her driver's license and needs someone who can drive her around and protect her. So,
oh, my God. So it's The Bodyguard and Driving Miss Daisy.
It is, exactly. It's like he's an Uber driver, but he also has to protect me. So it's quite a lot of fun. And we've been having such a hoot. And we've, you know, we try and keep so current. So even, you know, we were still putting jokes in on Saturday after the royal wedding. And we've got jokes about that. We've got Laurel and Yanni is in there. I don't know how I shoehorned that in, but it's in there. So we're really up to date, which has been, it's been really fun to sort of play with all of those things.
Well, anyone who's ever come and seen anything when you do your pantos, they're so funny. They play with the references. They have their own storyline and you just can't stop laughing. But you know what we're forgetting to talk about? The music, the singing, all of that that's going on. Are you getting your Whitney on a lot in this one?
Well, yeah, I do quite a bit of that. And I've got an incredible performer from New York, Markeisha McCoy, who plays my sister, who is the most incredible vocalist and belts out everything from Dreamgirls to Don't Leave Me This Way. She's amazing.
Oh, wow.
So she gets quite a few moments to shine on top of my, you know, my attempt at Whitney and bits and pieces. There's a bit of Gypsy. There's a bit of bloody everything in there. You know how it is. It's always, we try and, there's a lot of young divas. We've got a nice young divas medley. You know, it's trashy and camp.
This
really
time
fun.
You know it's for real.
Absolutely.
I mean, well, that's what we come to love and expect. And it's all so fantastic. Now, I mean, you're going on right now in Sydney and having a great time, but You're coming here. It's three nights only. It's at the Comedy Theatre in Melbourne. It's happening from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June. Why wouldn't you want to? So you've got your Whitney fix, you've got your Young Divas fix. This sounds like there's something for everybody. It's the bodyguard that we've been asking for.
That's exactly right.
Do you have a pre-show ritual for tonight besides talking to us? Is there any rituals you do?
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure. We've loved chatting to you. We can't wait to see you next week, getting your Whitney on. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of bronzer. And we can't wait to see you in all your glory in the body bag, the panto, next week here in Melbourne.
Chookers.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me and have a great afternoon.
Bye, Trevor.
Oh, how lovely was that?
Oh, absolutely. You're on Mad Wednesday and we've been getting our Whitney on, but this isn't Whitney, is it?
It's An Open Heart by Bright Light, Bright Light. So good. You
bright
say
light,
twice.
Bright light.
Bright light. Bright light.
Bright light.
It is 23 minutes to 5, 15 degrees in Melbourne. It's Mad Wednesday on Joy.
Whit, 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 whit.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.